Welcome to the Walking Through Time podcasts. There are plenty more to make your visit to New Norfolk more enjoyable.
Robert Knopwood came to Van Diemen's Land on the first fleet with the Lieutenant Governor Bowen. He came with him, and he was the first preacher in Van Diemen's Land. And he used to do his, there weren't many churches in 1826, I think, when the bishop came to Tasmania. There were only four churches here in Tasmania then, so Robert Knopwood used to, sometimes they had them in the tap room at the Bush Hotel, church services. And the first Methodist church service that, I suppose they were, I don't think the Methodists had any ministers, so they probably all joined in together. The Methodists' first gathering was in the grounds of the New Norfolk Primary School under a gum tree. And the gum tree was there for many years with a plaque on it, but it's no longer there now. But in the first place, St Matthew's was built as a schoolroom and a church. It was started in 1805 or something like that, as a just a small church and schoolroom. And Robert Knopwood did come up there and do services there. But he was never allowed to, there were a lot of ministerial duties he wasn't allowed to perform, because the next one to come was the Reverend Bedford to Hobart. And in those days you used to get a fee for marrying people and baptising and things like that. So the Reverend Bedford wouldn't allow Knopwood to do these ceremonies, because I guess he wanted the fee for himself. But and Reverend Knopwood was never actually officially appointed as a preacher in Van Diemen's Land. He just sort of did it. He was a funny fellow, ruthless, cruel, kind, generous. He was everything rolled into one. But his main abodes were around the alehouses and things like that, so he didn't really have a very good reputation. But he was kind and generous, and he adopted a little girl at one stage. But once the priest started to come to Van Diemen's Land, I think due to illness, he was getting old by this time, he retired, and he came to live in New Norfolk and what is now Blair Street, in a little cottage down by the river. He spent his last years there. And then towards the end of his life, they gave him a grant of land over at Rokeby. St Matthew's Church, Rokeby, is where he's buried. He had a little chapel there. But he used to do his rounds on this white horse. And that's how he'd go from settlement to settlement, on this white horse, and followed by a horse and dray with his pulpit on the back. And the pulpit is actually in the close beside St Matthew's Church at New Norfolk. It's still there. But he delivered Bibles on behalf of the government to settlers around the place. But yes, but once the rector, Reverend Hugh Robinson, came to New Norfolk, which was 1825, I think, Knopwood's job was over.
The Walking Through Time project has been made possible through the assistance of the Australian Government's Your Community Heritage Program and funding from the Derwent Valley Council. We would like to thank the many members of the public who have given freely of their thoughts and memories to make this project a success.